From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations officials say Russia is willing to discuss lengthening its three-hour daily suspension of military action in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The Russians were set to begin a daily pause in hostilities in order to allow humanitarian aid workers to access the area. But a rebel spokesman told Reuters that the ceasefire had not been upheld. He said there was an escalation of action by Russian warplanes and that government forces had tried to advance on the city. Late Wednesday, a Syrian military helicopter reportedly dropped four barrel bombs, one of which was filled with chlorine gas, on Aleppo, killing at least three people. The United Nations Security Council will meet at the urgent request of Ukraine to discuss rising tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on Crimea, which Russia has annexed in 2014. Ukrainian officials say plots of attacks are pure fantasy, arguing Russia is likely to use the accusations as a pretext for an escalation of the two-year-long conflict in East Ukraine. Meanwhile, a NATO official says the alliance is closely monitoring the heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Turkey carried out airstrikes against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq on Thursday. State-run media say the airstrikes killed a number of militants in the Sinat Hafanin region. Authorities raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Police detained 17 suspected militants. American Michael Phelps will try to earn his 22nd Olympic gold medal Thursday night. He will be competing in the 200-meter individual medley. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has laid out her economic plans. She says her proposals would help a vast swath of U.S. workers, while Republican Donald Trump is offering tax cuts for the nation's wealthiest people. Clinton spoke Thursday at an automotive and defense industry manufacturing plant in the Midwestern city of Warren, Michigan. Ahead of her speech, Trump told CNBC that the United States should add to its $19 trillion long-term debt to strengthen its military and rebuild infrastructure. Trump escalated his criticism of President Barack Obama's policies in Iraq and Syria, calling Mr. Obama the founder of the Islamic State terrorist group. Trump said the co-founder of the Islamic State was his Democratic opponent, whom he referred to as Crooked Hillary Clinton. Afghan security forces are making efforts to secure the safe release of a crew of Pakistani helicopter that crashed inside Afghanistan last week. A Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman says Afghanistan has informed his government that the crew members are safe. He said Afghan officials are making efforts through the elders in the area for the recovery of all of the crew members. Human rights activists have joined protests by some members of Pakistan's Hindu community against the alleged forced conversions of Hindu girls to Islam. The call came Thursday, officially observed as National Minorities Day in Pakistan. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said Thursday marijuana will remain on the list of dangerous drugs and that it has no medical benefits. Former governors of California and Rhode Island had requested that the DEA review its classification of the drug, which has been legalized in some form in 25 states and the District of Columbia. The DEA concluded that marijuana has a high potential for abuse, has no accepted medical use, and, in fact, lacks an acceptable level of safety for use even under medical supervision. The Ecuadorian government announced on Wednesday that it would allow Swedish investigators to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at its embassy in London after a four-year stalemate over conditions for the interview. In a statement, Ecuador said the interview will take place in the coming weeks but didn't go so far as to set an exact date. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted political asylum in the country in 2012. Swedish prosecutors are trying to question Assange over allegations that he raped a woman in 2010. Assange says he fears extradition to Sweden because he thinks the Swedish government will hand him over to the United States to possibly be tried on espionage charges. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.